back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on a Monday morning. Sam Speck in studio with a new pediatrician at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. It's Whitney Klein. Whitney, thanks so much for coming in and filling up our Monday. Man, it was getting lonely in here for a while, and then I wasn't actually expecting anybody, but it was good to see a face come on in, and we appreciate you taking some time to interview with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. So, again, I had mentioned a new pediatrician with CRMC, and with that, it comes to a little bit of a backstory. So, you know, certainly you took some time before you got here. Was it always in the medical? I guess we'll just start with where you're from, how long you've been in the medical, where you went to school, just kind of the whole bio about you.
I actually grew up in Ketchum, Oklahoma, and graduated from Vinita High School. First time around in college, I was everything except medicine. I was a voice performance major, actually.
Oh, wow.
So classically trained singer. And, you know, after that, I got out, got a life, had a kiddo, you know, and then was working for a pediatrician in Tulsa for several years and was very lucky to be in a position where he asked me why I was his nurse and not his partner and encouraged me to go to medical school. When I went to medical school, I had just graduated from TU with my pre-med degree and then went to Oklahoma State University Center for Health Sciences, College of Osteopathic Medicine in Tulsa, and then did my pediatric residency with OU in Tulsa. And after that, I completed 3 years of fellowship in newborn intensive care in Oklahoma City.
Great stuff. Yeah, you had mentioned again, sometimes that all it takes is that one person to nudge you in the right direction or
exactly.
Inspire you. And
sometimes people see things for you before you see it for yourself.
Yeah, and it's turned into what it is turned into now. So how long ago was that? So when was the shift to the medical side?
That would have been, oh my gosh, I started back in undergrad in the late 90s. So,
okay, yeah.
I went to medical school between 2001 and 2005, and then finished residency in 2008 and fellowship in 2011.
Awesome. So where did you get your start? Down in Tulsa at that same office? Or
I actually practiced in Springfield, Missouri in the NICU for about 3.5 years. Left there when my father became ill. We moved back to Tulsa. Sadly, he passed before we got there. But and then I worked for a couple more years in the NICU in Tulsa before I decided I really liked seeing my grandson more than I liked working 100-hour weeks. So that caused me to shift back to general pediatrics, and I have loved every minute of it.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure, you know, obviously it's in the name, the intensity of it is probably a little bit more manageable as well. So very neat. Any of that here at CRMC with the NICU that you might be involved with? I know you've got the training behind, which we might dive into in a little bit, but are you more of the general?
General pediatrics here. I'll be in the clinic at CRMC on the north entrance of the hospital for regular patients every day. And then, of course, I'll take care of newborns in the newborn nursery. We don't really keep babies that need intensive care there because we just don't have the coverage. I'm the only one. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, any babies that come in that are born that have problems, I would be there and able to help manage if it's needed and, of course, transfer them out to the right facility to get long-term care.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure with that, just having that, you know, extended background with it as well is good for your field because when things do turn south, you know, you kind of have to take a deep breath and handle things and control it. So, I mean, obviously, that's a different level of training from general to the NICU.
It's a lot. 3 years of seeing only sick preterm babies, so kids with heart defects, children with intestinal problems and genetic defects, and just all kinds of things.
Man, that is, I'll tell you, it takes a special type of person, certainly, but we're happy to have them.
I truly believe you're called to do whatever you're doing in medicine, and I, you know, look at my NICU years and think I was supposed to be there for a season, and now I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you had mentioned what you guys do at CRMC. You don't really hold, you know, children with very intense or critical illnesses. Now we're talking things non-life-threatening illnesses, admitting children, you know, what are the eases with that at CRMC?
Your garden variety pneumonia, children that we want to rule out sepsis, children that aren't in any distress, of course, being a pediatrician, I can admit them to the hospital there, which is a great relief, I think, for families here in Coffeyville especially. You know, when you're that far away from Tulsa or Wichita or Kansas City, that's a big burden on families that are, you know, usually pretty young families that are starting out and don't have the financial ability to pay for that hotel at the other side or, you know, things like that. So if we can keep those things in town, that's always helpful.
Yeah, the travel is always in the conversation, not only that, but then again, the expense behind it, that it just makes more sense having those types of availabilities within our city limits. So
that's true.
It's good to have those. And again, you said peace of mind as well for parents out there that are, you know, with children. There's no reason not to bring it in and get them double checked.
That's right.
Because I've had many, you know, even family members or friends of mine, they go in thinking it's a cold and it's something much more severe.
Well, and that's what I tell families all the time. You know, I'm trained to think of all the bad things that can possibly happen and to rule and weed those out as we go along. You bring your child in for one thing, sometimes, like you said, that may not be the biggest problem that day. I examine the child and I find something completely different. But, you know, there's a long history of quality pediatric care in Coffeyville provided by Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. I think everybody knows Dr. Hahn, who was here for 45 years.
Oh, yeah.
What a great guy, you know. And then Dr. Bertram and Dr. Nichols followed him. I really look forward to, you know, working in this community and carrying on that legacy that Dr. Hahn started years ago.
Great stuff. Yeah. So at CRMC, how long has the official start date, I think you said, was at the beginning of October, correct?
Yeah, into the first week of October, I started doing a lot of PR things and getting insurance contracts done. But today is the first day to see patients in clinic. So if people have somebody that needs to be seen, don't be afraid to call the clinic and let me know if you want to get on the books for today.
Yeah, how about that? Get on in and get a little checkup in with Ms. Klein here, no doubt about. So, very cool. Are you enjoying your move up here to Coffeyville?
I really have. Part of my bio stuff that the hospitals put out describes that I was lured to Kansas by a boy. I actually have been involved with a guy who lived in Winfield for a while, and me being from northeastern Oklahoma, I knew Coffeyville pretty well.
Yeah.
And for him from Winfield, and to be able to drive to GE where he works, and for me to be here, we actually bought a place over on Havana Lake. And, you know, between Caney, Independence, and Coffeyville, it's like we have three hometowns. It's wonderful.
You know, I had noticed that because I live up in Independence as well. I mean, it at 4:30 in the morning when I'm trying to get to work, it's annoying to drive 25 minutes. But you're right. They're all kind of interconnected with that. And,
yep.
And with that, unfortunately, you know, for our listeners up in the northern parts in Independence, you know, there isn't that same type of medical coverage up there.
Well, and on that note, I will be in Independence all day on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Every week. So I'm looking forward to, you know, you guys fill that up in Independence. Maybe we'll add another half day.
Hey, there you go.
You
so
know?
where are you going to be? At the Labette building or where? Or is it completely? Yeah, completely.
Labette is a completely different hospital.
I figured it was. But I didn't.
Competition, brother. Watch it.
Watch it. I figured it was because I was thinking and I was like, what other medical places
no,
are
Coffeyville
up there?
No, Coffeyville Regional Medical Center has a medical group building at 122 West Myrtle.
Okay, it's on Myrtle.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, no, I'm pretty...
Right across from the Apple Tree Inn.
Gotcha, yeah, I'm pretty closed windows with that. I come to work, go to bed, go to work, go to bed with
exactly,
that.
Exactly,
so,
I
and
bet
then
you do.
When I had to go to the doctor, it's right down the road from there, but obviously I'm looking down here in Coffeyville as well. So you've got locations up there in Independence to see, mm-hmm. and then down here in Coffeyville as well, and today is
the day. I've got some great family medicine doctors in practice with me too. If you need somebody, come on over.
Come on over, exactly. So again, Whitney Klein, so tell me a little bit about things going on at the hospital right now. I know, you know, you're kind of fresh in there and things like that, but there's always awesome things happening at CRMC.
One of the things I love is they have a brand new 3D mammogram machine, which is changing women's health. That to me is just amazing. For a town the size of Coffeyville to have that kind of equipment is phenomenal. It's a lot easier for women who've ever had a mammogram. It's a lot easier on your breast tissue than other mammograms and really gives the doctor a much better view to be able to rule out cancerous lesions. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, no, and again, it's something that over time you could either forget about doing or maybe that it's like, oh, well, I never thought about that. I've always been healthy. I've always whatever. I've never had it in my history, family history, whatever it may be. That's such an easy check, and now with especially something like this,
super
it's
easy.
It's as simple as could be.
Well, and those that have, you know, had family members with breast cancer or have a genetic link, that is a much higher risk. So making sure that you're getting your mammogram every year, ladies, every year. Nobody likes it, but we have to go. And especially if you have like that family history, it puts you at a greater risk. So checking in with your doctor, getting your breast exams done with your doctor, doing them at home monthly, and then getting your mammogram every year really reduces the risk of cancer. If they find it early, there's so much they can do now, and the recovery rate is fantastic.
Yeah, no, exactly. The it's attacking it early on is really the key to it. So being aware of it and knowing, and then having that that almost confidence, you know. It's like, man, I got on top of this soon. I'm gonna, you know, we've got the help now behind me, and you know, the brain power is a big thing in building beating illness as well.
A lot of patients have fear, you know, but what if it's there? Well, you know, if you don't
better
look,
know.
You won't know. Yeah. So got to look first. And again, if you've got that regular monitoring, then you know if they find something that it's new and it's early, like you said, and it can be treated a lot easier.
Yeah. You can't just brush that one to the side.
No, like, not that one.
No, absolutely not. So I know, obviously, you know, the majority of medical practices and things like that are great. They have their own great, you know, aspects to them. But really, within the first month here, what separates CRMC from most that you have noticed? What's the big difference within? Is it the staff, or is it kind of what you guys have available here? Because, I mean, obviously, you said a town of, what, about 10,000 has that 3D mammogram.
To me, what I've seen with CRMC is really a strong connection to community. Next year is our 70th anniversary. So for 70 years, CRMC has been providing quality health care to all of Southeast Kansas. That is a great history and a great connection with the community. You know, others have come and gone as we've gone along. Some shout a little louder than others when they're here. But CRMC, we're the steady horse in the race. You know, we've always been here, we're always going to be here, and we're always looking out for local families.
Yeah, I was going to mention that as well with, again, here in SEK, for some reason, medical areas seemingly kind of going away one by one. As you know, speaking of our friends up to the north in Montgomery County, that was fresh, and as well as a couple of them that will be closing down here soon. But 70 years, that sounds like you guys keep getting stronger and stronger by the year, not going away.
It really does. You know, every health system waxes and wanes and has seasons of different things. But to me, I mean, I think we're really on an upswing. The things that we're able to provide through CRMC right now, you know, we've got cardiologists that comes in. We've got a urologist full-time, ophthalmology, which is an eye doctor. We have orthopedic surgery, just almost anything you can imagine. Our emergency room is strong, staffed with great doctors. Dr. Christensen, who leads the ER, is a fantastic physician. He's been here forever, too. I think everybody knows Dr. C. But I'm really excited to join this team of physicians and, you know, be here until I retire. I look forward to getting to know generations of kids.
Yeah, no, and you know, I'll tell you what, that's one thing I've noticed as well. And when, you know, the generational side of thing, it's like, well, I went to this doctor when I was in high school. I went to this doctor when I was in my 20s or 30s, whatever. Now they're having kids and they bring your kids to you.
Exactly.
It all comes full circle. So
that's a small town.
Again, we've got a new pediatrician with CRMC, Whitney Klein here. Whitney, before we head off to the bottom of the hour news break, really, again, you're allowing new patients. How can they get into you?
Call the main clinic number at CRMC. We'd be happy to see you anytime. I look forward to hearing from anyone and everyone. I do have some special training being in the NICU. We're seeing a lot of kids with special needs, you know, kids with tracheostomies and G-tubes and things like that, rare genetic disorders, newborn abstinence syndrome, neonatal abstinence syndrome, drug withdrawal in babies is one of my areas of specialty. I really look forward to meeting kids.
Yeah, there you go. So again, a lot of niche areas of in particular training that, you know, again, takes a lot of effort and time to get behind, but we've got one here in Coffeyville with it. So again, that's Whitney Klein, a new pediatrician with Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. Whitney, thanks so much. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.